Organization Committee. The amended and restated Tribal State Gaming Compact between the State of California and United Auburn Indian Community. We're going to have all of the panelists come up at one time, and then we'll go through the testimony. We also have Assemblymember Frank Bigelow, who, after I introduce and bring up the our guest today, Mr. Bigelow, will have a few words. And so why don't we start with Joe Dillon, if you come up. He's the Senior Advisor for Tribal Negotiations, Office of the Governor. We also have us Chairman Whitehouse, of course, from United Auburn Indian Community. Robert Weygandt from Placer County, or is that John Peretti? Okay, both are here. Please come forward from Placer County Sheriff. And of course, Jack Ribbon, the California Political Director from Unite Here International Union. Please, you may be seated. Yeah. So let me just say, first of all, good morning. The compact before us today is one which was executed on August 14th, 2015, between the governor and on behalf of the State of California and the tribal chair of the United Auburn Indian Community in Placer County. The compact subscribes and supersedes, rather, the tribe's 2014 amended compact and will be in effect until December 31st, 2041, provided it is ratified by both houses of the legislature and is approved by the federal government. The compact allows the tribe to operate up to 3,500 slot machines and will result in the reduction in general fund monies in exchange for more revenue being distributed to local jurisdictions and non-gaming and limited gaming tribes. For those of you unfamiliar with the Senate's procedure relative to compacts, the established policy in the Senate for ratification of tribal state compacts provides for an informational hearing relative to the essence of the compact, and it is not amended by the legislature. The vehicle for ratification of this compact has been identified as AB 315, authored by Assemblymember Bigelow, which is currently pending on the Senate floor. I would like to thank our witnesses in advance for taking time out of your busy schedules to be with us today. And after we take testimony from the individuals listed on our agenda, the opportunity for public comment will be made available for proponents and opponents of the compact. So again, thank you all for your presence today in this arduous process, but thank God we are here where we are prepared to move forward. Mr. Bigelow, do you have testimony for the record?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opening, and thank you for allowing us to present AB 315 before your committee here. Out of respect for time for the committee members and for the tribe, I'll keep my comment very brief. With me today are several witnesses in support of AB 315 who will help explain the details of the United Auburn Indian Community's new compact, the history of the tribe, and the local support for ratification as well on this compact. I appreciate the committee taking time to hear about the great things the United Auburn community is doing for Placer County and the state. With that, Mr. Chairman, the floor is yours to start working with your witnesses. I believe Mr. Dillon will be their first witness.
Yes, Mr. Dillon. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Chairman, Senators. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you about the proposed amended restated tribal state gaming compact between United Auburn and the State of California. The compact complies with federal law in that it ensures that the tribe is the primary economic beneficiary of tribal gaming. It respects the shared responsibility between the tribe and the state to ensure the integrity of gaming activities and the health and safety of the public. And it reflects the desire by both parties to incentivize mutually beneficial investments within the local community. The compact preserves what's working well. Auburn and Placer County have an intergovernmental agreement that essentially integrates the tribe's development activities with the county's planning process. It does it in a way that's respectful of tribal sovereignty while effectively protecting the off-reservation environment. It also provides funds for law enforcement and fire. The compact recognizes the longstanding positive relationship between the tribe and labor, a relationship that's generated over 1,000 solid, well-paying jobs with benefits. It imposes a limit, as you mentioned, of 3,500 slots and refines and updates the regulatory framework. And then, of course, there are the economic provisions. I can't tell you that it's a good thing that the state's general fund will be getting less revenue, but I can tell you that both parties worked to ensure that the economic provisions would provide benefits not only to this tribe, but to other tribes, the non-gaming and limited gaming tribes that you mentioned, and people of the state of California, particularly the residents of Placer County. So to be more specific, the current compact requires that the tribe pay, at least currently, based on the number of slots they have, $42 million, 40 roughly to the general fund, to the revenue sharing trust fund. The new compact provides for $36 million of annual payments. That's broken down as follows: $18 million to the revenue sharing trust fund or the tribal nation grant fund, so 18 versus 2, although there are some credits against that, which I can talk about shortly. $15 million to the general fund, 15 versus 40, but also credits, which I'll talk about shortly. And $3 million to the Indian Gaming Special Distribution Fund, which provides for regulatory costs to the state of California, as well as problem gambling funding. The credits that I mentioned, there's $9 million of credits, which can be taken from both the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund, Tribal Nation Grant Fund, and the General Fund. The $9 million against the General Fund is set aside for investments in infrastructure within Placer County, and the $9 million of credits that are available for payment into the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund include payments for public transportation, education, investments in renewable energy projects, non-gaming related capital investments, and economic developments by the tribe that provide mutual benefits to the tribe and to the state. And finally, the $3 million into the special distribution fund includes the tribe's pro rata fair share of what they would pay based on the number of slots they have against the total number of slots statewide, but it also includes an additional approximately $1.6 million to ensure that the state has sufficient funds to provide for those regulatory and problem gambling costs. With that, I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll move now to Mr. Chairman, Chairman Whitehouse. Again, thank you for being with us today, and you may begin.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. As you know, my name is Gene Whitehouse. I'm tribal chairman for the United Auburn Indian Community. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today about amendments to our gaming compact with the state of California. With these amendments, the United Auburn Indian Community will increase its contribution to the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund from $2 million per year to at least $9 million. Many tribes don't have a casino or only have a small casino, relying on the fund for their government services. So increasing United Auburn's payment is a big step for making the fund solvent and eliminating general fund support. Another significant aspect to this new compact is that the tribe and the state have agreed to redirect $9 million annually from what we currently pay the state into infrastructure projects in Placer County. This includes structures and facilities on non-Indian land that mutually benefit the tribe and the surrounding communities. The tribe will also be able to redirect other funds to non-gaming economic developments, schools, and health clinics. This will help secure our members' future and also benefit the local community. We will work in continual partnership with Placer County and other local governments to maximize the benefits this new compact will provide. With that in mind, we respectfully request your support for AB 315 to ratify this new compact. Again, I want to thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And we're going to hear everyone's testimony, Mr. Chair. Then we'll go back for questions from the members, from the senators. Now we have Robert Weygandt, and I believe it's Joe Peretti.
John.
Correct, John Peretti. You may begin.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and members of the committee. Appreciate the opportunity to testify. In 2000, The United Auburn Indian Community in Placer County entered into a memorandum of understanding that focused on the long-term government-to-government benefits of nurturing that relationship as compared to what traditionally happens throughout most of the state. And for the record, I was on the Board of Supervisors during that exciting time. In a nutshell, we worked together to find an appropriate casino site, and we evaluated a project from the county's side under our normal land use planning jurisdictions to try to measure the impacts the project would have on the community and how those projects could be mitigated. To date, the county has received $145 million in mitigations and or benefits for the public that we would not have gotten otherwise. That includes significant ongoing revenues that go to police and fire protection. A component of the focus on our government-to-government and community-oriented method of trying to go forward was to create these quarterly public meetings where the tribe and representatives from the county talk about things like fire protection and police protection and how things are going, if there are any problems that are resulting. One of the outcomes of that is that the tribe lent us a significant amount of money to deliver the Sunset Interchange early as compared to what we would have been able to do otherwise. That was a benefit to both the county and our community, but also to the project that the tribe owns. The 2004 compact with the state and this proposed compact recognize the compact between Placer County and the United Auburn Indian Community. It turns out that in terms of timing, the county is currently updating our Sunset Industrial Area Plan. That is the largest zoning in all of the county, city or otherwise, for jobs creation. A huge hurdle to allowing it to be more successful more early is infrastructure improvements. So obviously, this proposal and the timing of that project review is hugely opportunistic. It's the kind of a win-win that I think the county and the tribe have always looked for, and it'll be a huge benefit to the citizens of Placer County. So with that, the county board considered the compact at our last hearing and unanimously supported writing a letter in support. I look forward to your question.
Very good. Thank you. Mr. Peretti.
Thank you for having me here. I'm quite nervous. Surprises me a little bit.
You're in good hands. I'm a reserve deputy sheriff, so you're in good hands.
Thank you. I'm here representing Placer County Sheriff Ed Bonner. I'll be very brief. The sheriff is in support and supports Supervisor Wiegand's position. And if there's any questions for me, I welcome them. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. And Mr. Ribbon, it's good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, too. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members. My name is Jack Ribbon. I'm with Unite Here. We represent 300,000 hotel and casino workers in the United States and Canada. We've been partners with United Auburn Indian Community since 2004. We were proud to help the tribe achieve ratification of their 2004 compact in the face of major opposition. Since that time, Auburn has become a model for tribal casinos in this state, in our view. It's the most successful casino in the state. It has support from local government, police, fire, and the community. The United Auburn Indian Community agreed to the most progressive tribal labor relations ordinance back in 2004. And as a result, the workers recently negotiated their third collective bargaining agreement, which includes living wages, full family health care at an affordable rate, job security, and the other issues that you would expect in a good collective bargaining agreement, which we have achieved three times already at the tribal casino called Thunder Valley. With the majority of the rest of the 30,000 workers and their dependents receiving health care from Medi-Cal in this industry, while Medi-Cal is underfunded by $1.3 billion a year, clearly we should support the approach of the United Auburn Indian Community to its casino developments. Because clearly, economic development for the United Auburn Indian Community is good for our entire state. We don't want a two-thirds vote. We want a unanimous vote for AB 315. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Are there any other witnesses in support? Please come forward.
David Quintana on behalf of the Paula Band of Mission Indians in support.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members. Jerome Encinas on behalf of the Rincon Band, Luis Enyo Indians, and the Blue Lake Rancheria in strong support.
Thank you for your testimony. Good morning.
My name is Linda Taylor, and I work at Thunder Valley Casino. And the casino is run by a tribe that respects the workers and appreciates the work that we do. And that allows us to make a living wage and support our families with dignity. So I would ask that
you... I love that word, with dignity.
So I would ask that you support in favor of the Auburn Compact.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Come on up.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Tiara. I work at Cache Creek Casino. We support our union brothers and sisters at Thunder Valley. And we applaud their tribe for helping to build a good standard living wages and benefits that helps our families and our communities. Please vote yes on the Auburn Compact.
Thank you for your testimony. Thank you.
Good morning, Chris Lee on behalf of the California State Association of Counties, also here in support. CSAC's fundamental priority when it comes to Indian gaming is to ensure that the off-reservation impacts on local governments are mitigated. This compact maintains the judicially enforceable mitigation agreement that the United Auburn Indian Community and the County of Placer already have, and it does better than that by encouraging further investments in infrastructure and programs and renewable energy programs and other things that will benefit both the county, the tribe, and the state. So for that, we ask for your support.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Mitch Seaman with the California Labor Federation here in strong support of this agreement. As mentioned by several witnesses, this compact very much does offer living wages and decent benefits and job security for these workers. And in doing so, sends a message that we very much do respect their workers and value what they do. And so we urge your support.
Thank you for your testimony.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Amy Brown on behalf of the Pechanga Band of Luis Enyo Indians. Paula Treat asked me to read a statement from Chairman Macaro and the Pechanga City Council, Tribal Council. We appreciate and applaud the fact that the Brown administration is renegotiating compacts to comply with both the spirit and letter of federal law, which requires that tribes be the primary beneficiaries of their gaming operations. Furthermore, we see long-term value in the policy of incentivizing tribal governments to mitigate off-reservation impacts by providing credits for direct payments to local government. Thus, Pechanga does not oppose this compact. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next.
Hi, my name is Robert Flatt. I'm a cook at Thunder Valley Casino. I just wanted to reiterate what Linda said. Because our tribal employee respects our work that we do, we're able to treat or to raise our families with respect, support our families, and support them with dignity, and we're able to help the middle class out and help us out as workers. So we appreciate that. Please vote yes on this.
Thank you for your testimony. Mr. Molina, good morning.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. Frank Molina on behalf of the San Luis Band of Chumash Indians in strong support of this compact. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Any witnesses in opposition? Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, any comments from the members? Yes. Mr. Gaines, Senator Gaines. I'm sorry, Senator Barry Hill. Mr. Vice Chair, then I'll go
sure.
to Mr. Gaines.
Please. Yeah, I just I want to praise both the governor and Joe Dillon for putting together a very good package here. I don't see anything not to love about this thing, and I think we should get unanimous agreement on this also. So I'd like to move this bill at the proper time. We're not moving this?
No, we're just going to do a hearing for ratification, and we'll bring it to the floor for full consideration.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, Mr. Gaines. Senator Gaines.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I just wanted to thank, the United Auburn Indian Tribe and the work they've done. I want to thank Gene Whitehouse and his willingness and the tribe's willingness to work with the county. I know that Supervisor Weigant was instrumental in those negotiations early on, and it's proven to be a great relationship. And so very appreciative of what you've done, Supervisor Weigant, a long period of time, and what the tribe has done. And it's been a win-win scenario, and it's worked well with the Sheriff's Department. So thank you, Mr. Peretti, and looking forward to a yes vote. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, concerns on readiness? Yes, Senator Glazier.
Thank you.
My seatmate.
Thank you. Senator Hall, I appreciate the opportunity to participate in every one of your hearings, wherever they are. I'm going to be there. But today is a good day because hearing the testimony from everyone gives me confidence that Chairman Whitehouse, you and your leadership group at the United Auburn have done a fantastic job of. It's not easy to have all these disparate voices come together and hear such unanimity about the work that the tribe has done to provide partnerships with labor, with community, with law enforcement, and it is a great model for other places around the state that aren't as blessed with your leadership of you and your tribal leaders. So I thank you for all that we've heard. I thank the governor's representative for the work that they've done and for bringing something to us that seems to be a balanced, thoughtful way forward that's sensitive to local communities and the impacts and the challenges, but acknowledges the sovereign right and important work and good work of your tribe. So happy to hear all that.
Very good. Thank you. Any other comments, concerns on readiness? All right. Thank you all. I want to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for exactly the words that my colleague, Senator Glazier, echoed. It's not often you hear employees come forward and appreciate their employers, if you will. I think it's more than just an employer. It's obviously a family environment that's highly respected by the folks that are employed. And so I want to thank you. It says a lot about your leadership and the leadership of the council. When you hear dignity and respect from employees, it rings well in the ears of most of the senators here. And so it's a direct reflection on the respect that you provide for your family there at United Auburn. So again, thank you for the love that you pay forward and the respect that you pay forward. To the governor's office, thank you for the hard work that was placed, obviously, and bringing this compact to where it is today. I know that you all are very busy negotiating multiple compact agreements, and so this is one off the docket that you should be proud of. And to obviously, Mr. Gribben, thank you for your hard work and making sure that your employees are well represented, of course, to our sheriffs and to our county for the services that you provide. I just want to ask, how many members are currently do you have as members of the United Auburn?
We have roughly about 420, with roughly about 225 adults, and the rest are children and younger than 18.
And for those who are younger, when you talk about the educational outlay, how does that work? Do you provide scholarships? Do you have a mechanism by which you allow them to matriculate in the community? How do you do that?
Yes, we have a school right now that goes from preschool to eighth grade. And from there, we have a program that pays for after they graduate from high school or get a GED. We have a program to which they could go to any college they want to. And my niece, for example, graduated from our school, graduated from Sierra College, went to University of San Diego, and then finally got her...
You almost had me. I thought you were going to say University of Southern California, but it's okay.
University of San Diego, I'm sorry. But
just almost had me right there.
She was able to get her master's degree at the age of 22 out of National University, so she's really accomplished a lot, and that's one of the prouder stories I have in my family and my tribe. So that's pretty much right there.
Congratulations.
Thank
and,
you, sir.
And so, you know, in my community, and I know yours, particularly in the African-American and the Latino community, we suffer, particularly in the lower socioeconomic community, and I was speaking to some folks last night about this, about our similarities, having to deal with health disparities, particularly diabetes and obesity and diabetes. How do you address that. And first, will you validate my comment? And then if so, how do you deal with that with your members of your tribe?
Well, we're lucky enough, sir, to have a great health program. You know, we're able to pay for that through the proceeds from the casino. But also, we some of our members are still going to the health clinic that was started over 25 years ago called Chappaday Indian Health. And a lot of tribal members who are suffering from diabetes have gone to the clinic's diabetes seminars, and they really do a great job at the clinic, getting the message out there about how to change your diet, how to, you know, I'm probably the last one to talk about weight.
No,
so, but yeah, they are really good about that. And also, you know, that we got our health program that, you know, we want for nothing on that. It's a Cadillac plan, and it's really great. And so we try to get the message out there, but I know that Assemblywoman Gaines wants to also be involved with maybe trying to get together with the tribe and talking about this health problem amongst minority,
right,
you know, classes, really. And it's a shame because my mom died of diabetes, and we're my family is accessible to it. Thank goodness I don't have it yet. So, but yeah, we'd be happy to work with Assemblywoman Gaines. You know, try to see what we can do as far as you know, working together on that.
Very good, thank you. When it comes to economic development and self-sufficiency, what other programs do you have? Outside of obviously the casino, that deals in the area of economic development.
You want to take that one out?
Sure. The tribe has a fairly aggressive program to diversify its economic base. I think most tribes just live with that vision that someday this exclusivity could go away and casinos would not be located in a competitive place. So they are diversifying into a whole range of different industries, buying pieces of companies, et cetera. The tribe also owns 200 acres across the street from the casino within the Sunset Industrial Area, so we'll be working with the county to develop that and along the way provide the infrastructure that will lead to the rest of that area getting developed as well, which has been impeding it.
Very good. Well, certainly want to thank again all of you for your presence today. Are there any follow-up questions from the members? Scalgiani, you're good? All right. Well, listen, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for your presence today, and look forward to a full ratification on the floor when it comes before us. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I believe this will conclude our informational hearing on United Auburn Compact. The GO Committee stands adjourned. Thank you.
Good job, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.